Glendis, what constitutes a toxic number anyway, a combination?
Well, how it works, there are numbers. Since the numbers are 1 through 9, here's what you get when it's a natural match. They fall in three brackets. 1, 5, 7 are the mind numbers, so they're all very cerebral, and they tend to be naturally matched. They're compatible. 2, 4, 8 are business-minded. 3, 6, 9 are creative-minded. That's the breakdown for natural match. When you're dealing with a toxic number, it's a little more complicated. I don't have those numbers sitting in front of me. I could tell you the challenge numbers that we all have. Like, here's an example for you. If you're a 7 life path, and perhaps the number 2 came along, a 2 would need to know where you are, what's going on with you, and do you love them constantly. Could that be a problem for your life path?
I don't know. It depends. I'm pretty easygoing.
Well, let's put it, well, then you'd probably go quiet, because how many times can you say it is my point. It is a challenge.
That's true. Then it gets old.
It gets old, and then the little two's feelings could be hurt. That's what it means by a challenge slash toxic number. It just means the way you operate. Like, when you're a 7, because it's a very intellectual number or cerebral number, if you were with a 1 or a 5, they'd be like you. They'd be out there doing their job, and then they'd come back and share their wonderful information, and you guys would have this fabulous connection. But it would be on the same plane. That's what I mean. And here's a good example. The 5 needs freedom. They cannot be controlled. If a 5 hooks up with a 2, it's real bad. Now, I have to jump in and say something. The other thing I talked about was Jennifer Aniston last year when she and Brad broke up, and people wanted to know, would Angelina Jolie really be good for him? Do you remember that whole scene?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, here's the deal.
You better say yes, because they're going to get together one way or another.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you exactly what I'll say. Jennifer Aniston has a bunch of 2s in a chart, which is her need to be loved and validated. I said back in January, George, that she, when Friends ended, there was such a void that was just needed to be filled that she looked to her husband and said, please help me fill this. Well, he was emotionally nowhere to be found. In August, when Vanity Fair came out with the interview and Jennifer finally said what happened, those were her words exactly. She said that when Friends ended, she was a little lost because she was so used to that steady job and the love of the world. She reached out to her husband, and he was nowhere to be found. Well, you know where he was? He was emotionally linked to Angelina. He wasn't cheating sexually, but mentally, because they were doing Mr. and Mrs. Smith. That's where his head was. Now, you ask me, are these two good together, Brad and Angelina? The answer, no. Sorry. Chemistry.
So when do you find that out? From the get-go?
I look at the numbers. Well, here's what I see. Brad is
not cool. Not you, but them. When do they find it?
Oh, well, honey, they're too busy having great sex and good chemistry. That's what's happening right now. They're not looking at it for what it is yet. But here's why I know it. The number 4, which is Brad, he wants that family. He does want the marriage and that whole thing. Angelina has a 2 sixes in her name, which is her need to be a mother. She's got a 9, which is the humanitarian. That's all true. But a 5, her 5 life path, will not be controlled and cannot stay still for too long. It gets boring for them. And I'm going to give you a famous example. Frank Sinatra and Ava Gardner. Ava was a 5 life path. Frank was a 4. Well, if you know anything about those two, remember how it worked out? They loved each other, but it didn't work. It was volatile. It was difficult. That's what's going to happen here. So here's the other thing. When people say, but gosh, Glennis, he's adopting those kids. Well, aren't those kids lucky? He will be a fabulous father influence no matter what happens with their relationship.
Well, you think so?
Oh, yeah. I think Brad will be great for those kids.
Okay, so even if something happens, they split up, he'll still be good.
He won't drop that ball at all. He will be an active father. It is in his numbers to want to be a parent. It's just, here's what's so ironic. Jennifer's a 2 life path. Brad is a 4. The 5 happens to be toxic to the number 2 and the number 4. Well, she's like a tsunami that came into the marriage. She truly is. So I have a lot of empathy for everyone involved. And you know what's interesting? I mean, I respect Angelina. I think she's a great actress, and I think she's done really some terrific things on this planet.
She's come a long way for herself.
She really has. But guess what she said? Someone asked her, what is love? And she said, love is danger. Well, what could be more dangerous than breaking up America's sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't know that John Voight was her stepfather. I just found that out.
I thought it was her real father.
I thought it was a stepfather. I don't know.
I don't know. No, I believe it is her, absolutely her real biological father, and she wrote him off. She let him go.
I know she wrote him off, but I thought it was a stepfather. I'm going to have to check into that now.
So have someone fast blast
somebody
on that.
Somebody will send me
everything
that.
I've read says that's her dad.
Okay, James from Rapid City, South Dakota asked, please explain again, because he just caught a portion of it,
okay,
the greed factor of the number eight.
Okay, here's what happens. The eight life path itself promotes financial prosperity. But if you make money and suddenly, like let's say you go off and you win the lottery, and suddenly that's not enough for you. As a matter of fact, I counseled a guy about 2 months ago, and he didn't tell me anything about him. I was just reading his numbers, and I saw he had the eight life path, and I said, you know, money's very important to you. You need your financial security. He's like, yes, I do, and I can't get enough. And then he suddenly told me, I won the lottery. I won $8.6 million. And he goes, and darn it, I'm going to win it again. And I thought, are you kidding me? Do you understand how wrong that is? I mean, he should be jumping up and down saying, thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. But instead, his eight says, no, I need more. And here's the problem with that. You're never going to be happy. You'll never be fulfilled. And Lucille Ball pops in my head, because remember, I Love Lucy. She was an eight life path. She was a shrewd businesswoman, because the eight is a business-minded number. But do you know, she never felt she could touch enough people. She did not feel she had reached enough of an audience. And when that woman passed away, did everyone mourn her, George? Everyone mourned Lucille Ball. And Lucille Ball is on the air every single day, but she never felt it. And that's what I'm talking about. The eight just sometimes, and this is the negative side, they have such a hunger, they don't even realize they've done really well, and they need to embrace it. Stop and smell the roses. They forget to do that.
Well, that's pretty good advice.
Yeah. I have some others, by the way, for the cycle of eight that we should be keeping an eye on.
All right.
I was doing some research, and I looked at is he considered the president of Russia? Is that what they call them?
No, you're talking about the Putin?
Yeah, Putin.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting enough, I was breaking down his numbers because I was curious about him and what his motivations may be, because people do worry and wonder. He's got numbers that are so similar to Saddam Hussein, you wouldn't believe it. He's got a seven life path, but he's also got a double seven. And Saddam Hussein had that in his chart. And you know what that means? When I told you the positive side of a seven is that they believe there's a God and they're humble. The downside is when they are quite sure they are God. They called the shots, and that's what this man is doing.
And that's what makes them dangerous.
More than dangerous, like scary.